From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seward. At the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park in Neillsville, a new tribute is taking shape to honor those who served through multiple conflicts in the Persian Gulf and greater Middle East. Organizers say the site is meant to be more than a memorial. It is also intended as a place of education and healing, with a design centered on a boot print symbolizing both sacrifice and the lasting impression of military service. Joining us today is Pete Kern. He served in Iraq. He was a contractor in Afghanistan and is operations manager at the High Ground. Pete, welcome.
Thank you for having me this morning.
You are a veteran yourself. You served during that war. How are you sharing these difficult experiences with visitors and at the same time managing your own mental well-being? That's got to be a challenge.
Absolutely, it is. So I'm pretty candid about the fact that I do have PTSD. I share that with our visitors at the park when we're doing tours, because I think it is important that we discuss it. It's important that it's not stigmatized. And the boot print is one of the more emotionally charged places or spots at the park because it's so fresh. All of the trauma and wounds are extremely fresh. And you know, we still have people who are very, not to say that the Vietnam veterans aren't still dealing with the issues that they deal with, but it's just a little more fresh. When Vietnam veterans got home, they got straight to work. They got put, you know, they started working, and the Middle East veterans have done much the same, but it's different. We know a little bit more about the traumas that that we've been through and how they affect us. For a very long time, there was a stigma behind, you know, you don't talk about it. If you have quote unquote shell shock, you're not strong enough. That's, if you have it, it's because you weren't strong, and we know that that's not true. At this point, it never was true, but we know that it's now patently false, and that people have PTSD from a myriad of things and struggle through it. And everybody is different, and everybody is affected by things extremely differently. You and I could go through the same thing and come out with two different, very different opinions.
Tell me about the boot print. How did that emerge as the central theme for this display?
So it's symbolic, and it recalls the impression that these men and women have had on our world and on our country. It's also a metaphor for marching forward, and it's also a metaphor for walking with you.
How do you hope that veterans will feel when they encounter this display for the very first time?
I hope it's much like the way that I felt when I came across it the first time. It is an incredibly moving tribute. I have had I've had people tell me, you know, just how excited they were to see it, how much it meant to them, and how much the statues in the middle, there's the three statues that are, you know, kind of left open for interpretation in the middle, so that you can come down there and see what you need to see at the time that you need to see it. Very cool monument.
What do you think the public sometimes fails to understand about the lasting impact of service in these conflicts?
I think they often don't realize the actual toll that some of these traumas can have. It's not just a, you know, you have PTSD, you go, you get therapy, and then you're better. It can be that way, but for the majority of people, it is not. These are lifelong issues that are going to have to be dealt with. These are things that we carry with us every day, and most of us every night, to where we can't, you know, sleep is difficult, and getting good sleep can be a difficult thing to deal with PTSD. There's there's lots of different things that unless you have it or unless you know somebody who has it, you it's just it's hard to understand. Even having it, it's hard to comprehend sometimes.
What do you hope that younger visitors, especially those with no direct memory of these wars, take away from this place?
That's a great question. So during October, we have our education days where we send out an invitation to schools about 100-mile radius, and several schools show up. We've got fifth grade students and junior students, and the fifth graders, they do a kind of a round robin, and I stand at the booth front and I talk about the Iraq and Afghan wars and the Gulf War. And the main thing that I hope they take away from it is that there is a human cost to war. It's not just a quick operation to go and advance political gains. These are human lives that are being expended on the battlefield, and I think that's an important thing for the youth to actually, realize and not just glorify from what they've seen in Hollywood movies, but that these are real lives. These are real people that have lost their lives, and we need to honor and cherish that.
The tribute is at the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park in Neillsville. Pete Kern, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.